Kayshawn Boutte shares experience at Massachusetts Gambling Conference. Massachusetts public health officials gathered in Springfield for the annual Problem Gambling Conference. The event focused on gambling harm, sports betting, lived experience, and community-led prevention. The conference was held Wednesday at the MassMutual Center and hosted by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's Office of Problem Gambling Services. More than 500 people registered for the event, which marked the conference's 10th anniversary. This year's theme, Equity in Action, celebrating community voices, placed emphasis on a public health approach to problem gambling. Organizers said the event was designed to bring together people with lived experience, public health professionals, treatment providers, and community leaders. Kayshawn Boutte speaks about gambling harm. New England Patriots wide receiver Kayshawn Boutte was among the notable attendees. Boutte has previously spoken publicly about his gambling addiction and was part of the conference programming focused on sports gambling. "I'll be on a panel today talking about sports gambling and what it does to us," Boutte said in an Instagram message before the event. "I felt like I had to be a part of it, so I'm here." Boutte was arrested in 2024 on underage gambling and computer fraud charges tied to his time at LSU, although those charges were later dropped. He later wrote in the Players' Tribune about the extent of his gambling problem during college, describing how betting became part of his daily routine. Boutte has also credited the Patriots organization with supporting him as he dealt with the issue. Former Boston Celtics forward Antoine Walker and professional boxer Jermaine Ortiz also spoke about their experiences with gambling. Massachusetts officials point to prevention work. Victor Ortiz, director of the Office of Problem Gambling Services at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, said the conference gives communities a place to share resources and discuss prevention. "To be able to share information, to be able to provide resources to the community so we can make sure that we prevent harms related to gambling," Ortiz said. Ortiz also said community input has helped shape state investment in gambling harm prevention and treatment. "Because of their voices, we have been able to invest over $94 million in the community, and that started in the great city of Springfield," Ortiz said. Massachusetts Public Health Commissioner Robbie Goldstein said the state remains focused on prevention, referral and treatment for people affected by gambling harm. "As we mark this important milestone for the Office of Problem Gambling Services, we continue to lean into our commitment to working with our state and community partners to expand access to prevention, referral, and treatment for those impacted by gambling's harms," Goldstein said. Springfield leaders back public health approach. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno attended the event and welcomed participants to the city. Sarno said public awareness and access to support services remain important as gambling products become more visible. "It is important to acknowledge and help spread awareness and make available the resources that are available for those who need it," Sarno said. He also pointed to online gambling and proposition betting as areas of concern, saying some products appear to be creating negative and addictive behavioral challenges among young people. The conference included sessions on the cultural impact of gambling, community prevention strategies, and the growing visibility of sports betting across Massachusetts. Anthony Mitchell, a recovery specialist at Cultivating Better Minds Cafe in Springfield, said support needs to be available across different communities. "It's not just for one specific part or people, it's for everybody, each community in Western Mass," Mitchell said.